This morning we're going to begin part three of a series that is called The Purification of God's Church. We began part one by identifying the message of the close of probation as a forgotten truth. Sister White calls it that, and she also says that when we preach the forgotten truths, we will have good responses from the messages that we are proclaiming. And that first presentation covered that perspective. And in that perspective, we identified the parable of the 10 virgins as the experience of the Advent people, and that the experience of 1843 and 1844 that was brought to power under the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, under the second angel's message, was brought to power from the presentation of a message identifying the close of probation, and that this will be repeated again at the end of the world. And the main text for that presentation is found in the Great Controversy 594, and it says this: the events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented, but multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they had never been revealed. And we took that passage to identify that the close of probation in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy is easy to see if you begin looking for it as a student of prophecy, but that one of the problems that God's people are confronted with today is that they have no understanding of that great truth, and yet it's that great truth which is designed by God to awaken his people at the end of the world. And if you remember that first presentation, the passages from the spirit of prophecy that we looked at, the key word was arouse. This message of the soon close of probation is designed by God to arouse his people, awaken them from their sleeping position. And it's our contention that because the close of probation has been clearly presented, that we can take several different passages from the Bible and spirit of prophecy that identify this and bring them together, and this truth will become more and more clear as we go through. In our second presentation, we took the book, or the Ezekiel 8 through 12, chapters 8 through 12, and demonstrated that they were also illustrating the close of probation for Seventh-day Adventist Church at the Sunday Law. Chapter 8 was identifying the people that will ultimately be classed with the foolish virgins, and they turn farther and farther away from the Lord in chapter 8. They go through a series of four abominations, which